This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. Speaking of divine interventions in the lives of God's people, and really also those who are not yet his people, do not yet know him, there's an interesting verse in Numbers 11. Verse 29 reads this way, "And Moses said, are you envious for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them." I honestly believe every born-again believer possesses prophetic giftings. I do believe that. And I believe that because the prophet Jesus lives on the inside of each one of us who have the testimony of Jesus. And Revelation 19, verse 10, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we all have elements of this gifting, I personally believe, and I believe that because I've seen it many, many times just by way of observation and also personal experience. Some people obviously have more expression of the prophetic gifting in their lives than others, but each of us have the Lord living on the inside of us in the person of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit teaches us. He leads us. He guides us into all truth, so we operate in wisdom, discernment, unusual knowledge, insight, you know, things we think about in conjunction with prophetic giftings. And the New Testament is clear that the element of the prophetic, whether it's in the function of foretelling, like predictive things, or forthtelling, which would be inspired preaching, all of that is a part of the way God reveals his truth to the people, to his creation that he loves so much, and he's longing to reveal himself to them. And he's opening every door and every possible way to reveal not only himself, but his love for them. And so I have learned just a couple of things that helped me to cultivate the prophetic part of the way that God uses me. And I want to just pass this along. It may be very helpful to you because besides the Old Testament verse in Numbers 11 that we just read, where, you know, the Spirit of God came upon the individual in times of God's choosing. It was as God willed. In the New Testament, God puts his Spirit on the inside of each one, each born-again individual. So in that context, I believe that there are some ways that you can cultivate the prophetic gifting in your own life, even if it is not the primary gifting that you walk in, or maybe you've never even thought about it. We're not talking here about something ambitious at all, other than desiring to be more like him, to imitate the Lord, to imitate Jesus in our lives. So certainly, all of that sort of is our context and our background. And these are just some simple things. First of all, on some level, spiritual gifts are actually transferable. You know, they can be imparted. Paul said this in Romans 1:11, not about the prophetic gift, but his desire to impart some spiritual gift. So in that context, as we have time with others that we know and that we trust who have this presence in their lives, the presence of a prophetic gift in their lives, then we become, we begin to learn from them. They are able to impart to us what they have learned, what God has taught them. And in the absence of being able to really find someone like that, or let's say that you don't know who you can trust, there's actually the ability now, because of the things that we can do online through the internet, you can search for respected, reliable, mature prophetic voices, then follow their messages. Often there are conferences available. Those can also be followed online. So first of all, spend time, quality time, around those that you know and trust, who walk in an element, a mature element of the prophetic gifting. And next I'd say, because approximately a third of the Bible is prophecy, the more we study the Word and biblical examples of foretelling, again, that's a predictive element, and forthtelling, inspired speaking, then we become acquainted with the teaching of the Spirit of God right from His Word, and we draw from those Bible examples the stories, the lives of men and women who operated prophetically with prophetic gifts. And that definitely is an example to follow. Plus, in this same context of a third of the Bible being prophecy, today we're living so close to the Lord's return that the very atmosphere we breathe is charged with expectation. And you can ask God, I ask God, to help me understand the unfolding of these end time events, like so that I can see what the Lord is doing and hear from Him as He quickens my heart concerning things that are yet to happen, about to happen, that He can reveal them to me before they happen. So that's the second thing. And lastly, for me personally, time spent in prayer is the valuable element, both privately as well as with like-minded friends. They don't have to be prophets. They can be those who love and value prophecy. In prayer, God speaks to my heart so consistently and so dependably that I know it's really Him cultivating the gift in me. So much so that I keep right beside me anytime I pray, and as much as is possible, a pen and paper, because that is how consistently He speaks. He inspires me with new revelation, new inspiration in everything, small things, big things, minor things, major things, personal things, even things for people I barely know, that this is how vast the ability of God to influence us to build His kingdom actually is. It is vast. It is beyond what we have thought, for sure. So these three things: spend time with mature leaders who can instruct you concerning the prophetic gift. Secondly, study God's Word about Bible prophecy and the lives of men and women God used prophetically. And lastly, the element of prayer and prophetic prayer is personal, it is private, and it belongs to you, because the Lord's fellowship with you in prayer is unlimited. Wow. Think about the possibilities here. And so, Father, we are so grateful. We're grateful for the truth of your word. We're grateful that we're living in this amazing prophetic time, the best time to be alive. We invite your presence right into the center of our lives, our public and our private lives, to inspire us according to what thus saith the Lord. We ask you, God, we humbly ask you, build your kingdom here on earth through us, through our voices. Use our words for your glory. In the powerful name of your Son, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.